Guys, the show is not dead. We are still alive. I have the lovely Rochelle Euler and Faded Phantom with me.
Hi.
Oh, I try to like sound like Faded when she says hi. Hi. I thought she would say hi too, and then she said wee. And
man, you couldn't jinx her.
Ah, but
I know, I made a joke, guys. Yay!
That was so funny. Basically, the show is about girls and how we're giggly.
Oh, yeah. People are going to get so annoyed with us.
And the whole show is going to be us being like, hee, 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 hoo, hoo.
Yeah, so is this like our second episode?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Well, first for the night is a resubmission, actually. So we are going to listen to Jinxers.
Yay!
Woohoo!
All right, let's go.
You wanted the real me? Well, girls, here I am. Enjoy. All our times have come here, but now they've gone. The seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand, don't fear the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't fear the reaper. Baby, I'm your man. La 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 la.
Okay, that was Jinxers, guys. Woo!
Jinxers.
So, we got the real Jinxers this time.
Fake Jinxers.
All right, I'll go first.
I bring the East Coast to this show.
Nice. Okay, Jinxers, I thought this was a lot better than your first one because I got more of a feel of how you sound, and I liked it a lot better. I liked that you did harmonies, even though it was a cappella, and that can be really scary sometimes. They didn't always blend, but, you know, it's an audition, so I thought it was fine. I liked your tone a lot more, and I thought your intro was freaking funny, and that's it.
I giggled so hard. I was like, me too. I do want to see the real Jinxers. Show him to me.
I like that he told us to enjoy.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
And I did.
Wait, beloved, you said you liked the harmonies, yeah?
For the most part, sometimes they didn't blend, but it's just an audition round. So for an audition, I thought it was okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't hear what you said about the harmonies for a second.
Way to listen.
There was one that was really weird, though.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Yeah.
I noticed that, too. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't, like, repeat what you said. So that was why I asked. I just, like, didn't want to be like, wait. I didn't want to be stupid. But, I mean, well, I don't know. But... I wish there had been more energy on this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it felt very, like, ugh. And, like, I get that that's, like, the song, like, Don't Fear the Reaper is very, like, one level. It's very, like, zombie-like, I guess. But, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, there was just something about this that I didn't, like, feel anything behind what you were singing. Like, maybe not energy was it. Maybe that's not the right word. Does that make sense?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I liked this, from what I can remember, I liked this a lot better than the first one.
Yeah, much better.
Because it did sound like the real you, and like last time, it didn't sound like a person that is real. I think, right? That was our problem with it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I agree about the energy, but, like, part of me kind of liked how laid back it was, but I feel like it could have been a little more, you know, like, energized. and I liked the harmonies at the end. At the beginning, when they first started, I was like, uh-oh. But then they got better. So, yeah. By the end, I was like, oh, you sound nice. So, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think this was, like, a solid song choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a very good audition. Nice.
Woohoo!
Yay. Okay, next we have Autumn.
Yay!
Woohoo!
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you. Oh, 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 you treat me badly. I love you madly. You really got a hold on me.
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 I don't want you, but I need you. Don't wanna kiss you, but I need to. Oh, 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 you do me wrong now. My love is strong now. You've really got a hold on me.
You've really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
I love you, and all I want you to do is just hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
That was Autumn, guys. I think she's got the hint that I like jazz.
I think so.
This is sexy.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Why don't you go first, Rochelle?
Taken by surprise. Autumn, I like super really liked this. I super really liked this. It was like so jazzy, and like you sounded so sexy, and like I don't know, like I had this image of you like with your eyes closed, like swaying back and forth, being like, yeah. And like it was just like really snazzy, and I loved your harmonies at the end, and I thought that you just did like a really good job of like mixing this, because like there was moments when you come in and then you come in right after. It just like flowed really nice, and it just had a nice feel to it, and I thought this was just like a really solid audition. I really don't have anything bad to say about it. I think you really captured the feel of like the song.
Nice. Aided?
Yeah, I really liked this a lot too. My only thing was every once in a while the lower harmony sounded weird to me.
Like, yeah, I had that too.
Yeah, like it was almost too low for you or something, because it was like going a little wonky sometimes. But you sounded really nice with yourself.
So you do sound nice with yourself.
I like that.
Overall, I really liked this. That was my only like note about it. So yeah, good job.
Yeah, I had the same thing about the low parts. I think also because it was so low in your range, it hindered your emotion in that harmony part, so it didn't transfer well mixing with the melody, which you had a lot of emotion in, so it just didn't fit quite well. But mm-hmm. I really, really liked this. I loved the layering, your emotion, your phrasing, your vibrato. It was all really good.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So,
oh, Autumn.
Yay, Autumn.
Yay!
Woo.
Okay.
I didn't next. Check who's next. Oh no! Oh no!
Is it?
Let's guess.
Yes, Beach won. We got this, Beach? Guys. I don't know.
No, it's definitely it's Beach.
Yeah.
Oh. Is there someone else named Bleach?
I don't know,
maybe.
Guys. Well, if we're wrong, we are so sorry. But the email says Beach won, so that's what I'm going with.
Oh yeah, and he says it's pronounced Beach.
Wait, did he say
as in the word
no,
beach? Okay,
beach, yeah.
We got this. Wait, we got this, guys.
Did we think? I guess other people have thought bleach. I don't know.
Well, we are now sure.
Shitty anime. Sorry, I'm not really
okay.
A fan of bleach. So.
Okay.
All right. So here we go for Beach One.
Yes. The first beach there ever was. The number one beach.
The rain falls on my windows, Anna. Coldness runs through my soul and the rain falls. Oh, the rain falls. I don't wanna be alone. I wish that I could Photoshop all our bad memories, 'cause the flashbacks, oh, the flashbacks won't leave me alone. If you come back to me, I'll be all that you need. Baby, come back to me. Let me make up for what happened in the past.
Baby, come back to me.
Come back.
I'll be everything you need.
Come back.
Baby, come back to me.
Come back.
Girl, you're one in a million.
Come back.
Baby, come back to me.
Come back.
I'll be everything you need.
Come back.
Baby, come back to me.
You're one in a million.
One in a million.
So that was Beach One. I think we got that.
Beach.
So
Beach One is... in a million.
Me first?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, my first note was about all the movement that you had going on that I could hear from your microphone. Like at the very beginning, there was like 7 seconds of like movement, which I mean, it's not like a huge deal, but it's just like, it would sound cleaner and like, it was distracting to me. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if this was the best song choice for your voice, because it kind of sounded to me like you were like on the verge of struggling the whole time. I don't know. It felt like you were almost on, but then you were
He didn't sound like a tenor, but he chose a female song. Like, yeah, usually those work for high tenors.
Yeah.
He
I don't
also
know.
Chose an Utada Hikaru song. She's like really an intense singer. Like her songs are like really hard to sing, I think.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah, I don't know. You sounded just a bit off to me the whole time. I mean, I liked that you didn't sound like dead the whole time. Like you had I could kind of imagine you like being into the song, which is good, but I think it was like a poor choice. Like, I don't know why you chose a song. I don't know.
Well, there were no dynamics at all. Like, he had a little bit of emotion, but there, Utada always, is it Utada or Utada? Okay, well, we don't know. We're them.
I would say, like, knowing the Japanese that I know, I would say Utada.
Utada. Okay. Well, someone correct us if we're wrong. I have no freaking
idea.
I
don't think they. I don't. Well, I guess it could be Utada. I don't know. It would be. U is usually YU, though. So I think it's. I think it's U. Like.
Okay, we'll go with that until we're corrected.
Yeah.
But anyway, when she goes up into her higher register, it's just this really sweet, soft, just airiness. You know, it goes really quiet. But this was just all one dynamic level, you know? Mm-hmm. So that
I think that was because like he could like he's a guy, so he like couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I think it was like a really big song choice thing here.
Michelle?
I agree. I think song choice here was like a super big setback for you. One word that stuck out to me, and this isn't like on Lone Star when Dylan was like, you always say like people pronounce things weird. This is like notes, like your singing notes. On the word alone, you kind of did this weird run thing, and it like was blatantly.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it just really stuck out to me because it seems so different from the rest of the song. It felt a little like strainy to me. Like, it felt like you were like struggling to make sure that you like were singing it right. And you did a lot of breathing. Like, there was a lot of, like, Like, there was a lot of, like, very loud breaths. Like, when you're singing, like, obviously you have breath. Like, I mean, you have to breathe to sing. You have to breathe to talk. Like, it's just natural. But for some reason,
you have to breathe to live.
The way you were doing it, I felt like every time you were taking a breath, you were like, come back. Like, it was very, like, I felt like...
The song is killing me.
I felt like you were, like, emotionally breathing, like... that sounds really weird, I feel like. I'm
that sounded really awkward.
But I was, like, yeah, making, I was making gestures and stuff.
That makes it more awkward. No. Oh, no.
And, like, yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to be, like, awkward, whatever. But I just felt sure. Like you could have made your breaths more subtle. And that's just, like, something to watch.
Yeah, I had the same notes. I also had that when you did the layering, your top note consistently went flat, so it didn't mix. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have something like that in future songs, make sure that any note you're holding out, if you're harmonizing with something else, is on pitch or nothing is going to fit together. But I think you have a nice voice and nice vibrato. You have a good tone. But I think for this, it was just song choice wasn't in your favor, really.
Yeah.
So that was one. Next up, we have Sea Glass.
Ha, it's a theme. We're at the beach already. Okay. So we're going to go to the
summertime, guys.
It is summer. Oh, it is.
All right, Sea Glass.
Okay.
Woo!
Forgot sea glass if you live in the US. Though I'm guessing that my handle isn't something that most of you will have an issue pronouncing.
Okay, that was Sea Glass or Sea Gloss, guys.
Sea glass
for me.
I'm in the US, so Sea Glass.
I want to try to say it with an Australian accent. Hold on. Sea glass. No, it's not working. It just sounds stupid.
That's British.
But it sounds like... No. I know. I went back to British after I tried, but then it didn't... I'm like... I wish... Can I be British? I'm going to be Clary for the rest of this episode.
Do it.
Or Monty. I'm Monty. Wow, Monty! I don't know. Okay. I'm just going to be me.
Goodness.
I secretly have a desire to be British. I think that if I'm British, it'll make me more desirable.
British people are pretty desirable.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard
you guys.
People in the U.S.
Okay.
All right. I will go first.
Yes.
Sea Glass. Sorry. I thought this was pretty. I like your voice, and your tone is really nice, but... Jeez, sorry guys. I would have liked a little bit more emotion and definitely more dynamics. There was basically no phrasing here, so it kind of got a little bit boring. It picked up as you went on, like you did a little bit of dynamics here and there, but for the most part it just kind of seemed loud to me, and that was it. One of your harmonies was strange. I think it was just off a little bit, but I think the notes were basically right. And then your yodels, I think you were going in the right direction, but they weren't controlled, so the notes afterwards sounded really wavery and strange. So you have to be really careful when you're doing yodels, because they can go crazy. That's all I have. What did you think, Rochelle?
To be honest, I have a hard time critiquing this style of music. I trained classically for a while, like when I was younger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. I trained classically from about sixth grade to ninth grade, and then from 10th grade until freshman year of college, I was trained for, like, belting and, like, musical theater. So, like, it was different. And then I had vocal therapy, so that was fun. I'm trying to remember back to the days of my, like, ye old musical training. I feel like I agree with what you said about dynamics. I really liked her harmonies, but I felt like one of them was too, like, I felt like one of them should have been quieter, because it was very loud together at the same time. You have,
was
like,
the whole
really...
thing loud for you guys?
Yeah, it was.
Really loud.
I turned it down, so it wasn't as loud.
Yeah. I think your tone is really, really pretty. And I'm not sure about emotion and energy, because I have a hard time judging that on this type of song. I'm sorry. I know that sounds really lame coming from a judge. Like, I don't know how to judge you. But, like, I'm just going to be honest. But I think that you have a really pretty quality. There were some runs in here that seemed a little, like, not... I don't want to say out of control, because that makes you sound like a crazed driver. But, like, it just seemed like some of your runs felt a little, like, shaky, like you were kind of like, oh, I'm going, but maybe not.
Here we go.
But, like, overall, I thought this sounded really pretty, and you have, like, a seriously beautiful voice, and I'm happy that you auditioned for this show, and I'm happy that you auditioned for Linstar. Plugging myself.
Oh, yeah, I need to do that. Once I'm well.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's going to be super fun. So.
Okay, Faded, what did you think?
I agree with the, like, shaky note. I felt like sometimes when you started to get like, whoa, what am I doing? Your voice got, like, kind of airy, like you were, like, not really confident in what you were about to sing. And so your voice wasn't, like, as full as I think it could have been on some of those runs. You do have a really pretty tone, though. I was like, oh, you sound so nice. I think the emotion and energy, like Rochelle, I mean, it's hard to tell when you can't understand the words, I think it sounded like, it didn't sound dead or anything to me, you know? I don't know. It was pretty, basically.
It was very pretty.
It was a pretty audition. I don't know if it was, like, amazingly amazing, but it was very pretty. And I like that everyone's doing harmonies, by the way.
I know. Like, everybody's done some so far. I'm so proud of you guys.
They all coordinated, obviously.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what?
Team huddle. All right. So you know that show One Voice? We are going to knock the socks off of them with our harmonies, bitches. Yeah, woo, rally. Woo. Oh, yeah. Go get them, Tiger. I'm in a really weird
That is exactly what happened.
Someone is loopy.
Super tired. See, for you guys, it's only like, what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
It's already 1 a.m. for me.
Oh, my goodness. Let's keep moving then. Yay. Nice job, Seaglass. Yes, next up is job. Princess Clary.
Uh-oh. She's going to be mad that I was British.